Well, tonight, President Trump makes his first visit as president to Phoenix, Arizona, as that city's Democratic mayor is asking him not to in light of the violence in Charlottesville. Here's Mayor Greg Stanton on CNN last night.
It's just not the right time, and it really is just to inflame people's passion and to put people at risk, and I don't think that's appropriate, and that's why I stepped forward and said this is not the right time for this type of a rally.
The mayor wrote in the Washington Post that Trump has doused racial tensions with gasoline with his muddled response to Charlottesville. The president has also hinted he's considering a pardon for former Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who was convicted of criminal contempt in July for ignoring court orders to stop his illegal racial profiling and his crackdown on illegal immigration. Jude Jaffe Block is a fellow with the think tank New America. She's in Phoenix. So, Jude, how will President Trump be received?
Well, I think Charlottesville has really changed the mood here in Phoenix about this event. There have been Trump rallies here numerous times before, but the city is really preparing for unrest in a way that's quite different. Businesses and schools around downtown and government offices are closing early in preparation. And so there's really a little bit of a mood here of anticipation that there could be some confrontations because tensions are so high after Charlottesville and the president's response to Charlottesville. Plus, adding to that, the hint that an Arpaio pardon might be on the table has really inflamed a lot of people's interest in protesting.
Well, and let's just underscore, some people are wondering why the president did not go to Charlottesville after a person was killed there, and instead this is more of a campaign rally. But you mentioned Arpaio. In 2011, the Justice Department said that he was the worst racial profiler in American history. Remind people of why there would be anger if, in fact, he was pardoned.
Yeah, so there has been Latino grassroots groups here who have been fighting Arpaio's immigration crackdown in Arizona for a decade, but they finally won in the courts. But later it came out that Arpaio had in fact disobeyed the judge's orders, had continued immigration patrols after he was supposed to stop, and he was just recently convicted of criminal contempt for that. A lot of people in the Latino and the immigrant community felt like there was finally some hint of justice to what they had felt was a very unjust system for a long time. They feel like a pardon would completely undermine the American legal system and their idea that everybody is equal before the law. On the other hand, Arpaio supporters feel like he was unfairly victimized by the court system, that it was an Obama administration political vendetta that led him to be prosecuted for criminal contempt in the first place. And so they see a presidential pardon as restoring their faith in what they see as the justice system gone wrong.
And what he was accused, and what Arpaio was accused of doing, was keeping detainees in tents in the desert in, you know, over 100 degree temperature, and allowing his officers to stop anyone who was Latino or Hispanic without any reason, encouraging them to do that. But you mentioned Obama. Arpaio is also one of the biggest proponents still of the false birther lie about former President Obama's legitimacy as president. So people are waiting to see if President Trump will make that pardon tonight. But also, it could be a big night for Senator Jeff Flake, who's been so critical of Donald Trump. And we're reading today even of other Republicans urging the president, don't attack him because he may lose his seat. What's going on there?
Right. Well, there's been this longstanding feud between Flake and Trump. Flake didn't actually vote for President Trump. He's actually supported a lot of the president's initiatives in office, but he's been very vocal and critical. He's just written a book that's quite critical of the president. And Trump recently tweeted that Flake was weak and toxic, and he said he was glad to see Dr. Kelly Ward challenge him in the primary here in Arizona, which is coming up next year. And there's a lot of speculation that perhaps the president is going to formally endorse a primary challenger to try to get Flake out of office, which is quite unusual. They're from the same party. And there's some questions about whether a primary challenger would win in a general, and could that seat become vulnerable if Flake loses his primary. So right. It is a very important race.
So you say the mood has shifted there in Phoenix, but has it really among the Trump supporters who helped put him in office overwhelmingly in that area?
There is a recent poll out showing that among Trump's base here in Arizona, he's still doing quite well. And I think the mood has shifted here just in the sense of anticipation of this rally. There's just a lot of tension in the air and a feeling that things could get potentially out of hand just because feelings and emotions are running so high right now.
Reporter Jude Jaffe-Block in Phoenix. Jude, thank you.
Thank you.